You're listening to the Primitive Intelligence Podcast. We've reached episode number 10.
How you doing?
It's been a weird day. Weird 2 days for me. It's just been very moody.
I think it's a lack of sun. It's been overcast and rainy and gloomy.
Yeah, that happened fast, though, because, I mean, it was beautiful up until yesterday, yeah. And then all of a sudden, I've just been like...
Oh. Well, maybe that's... Maybe I'm kind of picking up on your gloominess.
That could be.
I don't know what's going on with you two. Seriously. The vibe.
Maybe I'm picking up your gloominess.
That could be. I've just been a...
All right, good. Then I, at least it's not me.
I've been bitchy all day.
It's the empathic ability.
Since yesterday. Actually, I took a nap yesterday. That's how bitchy I was. I was like, I'm just going to bed.
Well, if I know it's you, then I could actually... makes me feel good, because now I can dismiss it.
It might be me.
The empath that comes
actually,
out.
I went down to a Forest Hill Cemetery.
Must be looking nice with the trees blooming.
Yeah, it does look very nice down there. And I got down there, and I took the camera. I was going to take some pictures. And it was raining. Just I got there, it started raining a little bit. So I just got out, and I walked around, and I left the camera in the car. And I found a spot, you know, nice to take some pictures. It stopped raining. I go over to get the camera. Forgot the memory card.
Oh.
So I was so pissed, I went down to Walgreens and bought a new one instead of going back to the house. I was like, I might as well have a spare one so I have it.
There is, if you're over, next time you're over there, you've probably seen the what used to be the old river and the bridges on both sides. We found a pathway that cuts across. It actually has stones over there, but it's so old, it's overgrown. But you could walk along that, and then the actual stonework is, or the bridge is actually all stonework.
Oh, yeah, the underneath.
So you can get under there, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so you could, the one part you could actually, it looks like they're, you know, kids over sit over there and drink, so it looks like you can actually get down there.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Let's check that out.
Yeah.
So I had one of the most fucked up dreams I've had in a long time last night.
Cool.
I was,
That's cool.
I was in a car
as
a passenger. I don't know who the other people were. Like, I knew who they were in the dream, but I can't remember who they were. But it was a family. There was a couple of kids, and we're driving along.
Front seat or back seat?
I was in the back seat. And we were going through Scranton somewhere. It was weird, because it was like we were on a highway, but we could see, like, in the city.
Yeah.
And the Lackawanna River was much, much bigger than it really is. In the dream.
Okay.
It was like huge.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah. And so we're riding along, and there's a plane coming over, and it fires missiles into the river. And they're like, do we see that thing fire missiles? And I'm like, well, you know, and the sunroof in the car was open. As it flew over, I'm like, that wasn't just a plane. That was a fighter jet. I mean, I can tell you just by the way the thing sounds.
That's a weird dream.
And they're like, no, that wasn't a fighter jet. And as it banks and comes back around, you can see it. It's a fighter jet. It flies back over town, and we're like, we got to get the hell out of here. I don't know what the hell's going on. Got to get out of here. So we're trying to get out of town, and it's just traffic everywhere. So I guess it was nighttime at this point, or early morning, because it was dark. And as the sun comes up, you can see there's clouds sitting over the city. But they're not clouds. They look like clouds. They're actually spaceships. Right? But that's like their disguise, is to look like clouds. But they're solid objects, but they look like clouds. And everyone's like, no, they're not really. You know, they just look like spaceships that look like clouds, and there's nothing. You know, they're not really. And the one, I mean, they're huge. And the one starts to move, like lift up, but it was completely flexible. Like it went like the front end curved up like this, and the whole thing went up, and it flipped over, and then it landed like almost right on top of the city. It came down, and it just started blasting shit out left and right. And we're trying to get the hell out of the town. And I'm like, shit, I forgot my phone. And we're trying to call people, let them know what the hell's going on. And we went, I don't even know where the hell we went.
Out of town.
We went out of town. And I found like another phone and somehow programmed it with my phone number so I could call people.
About the cloud I saw yesterday when I was sitting outside? It was very gray clouds. But there was one tiny little white cloud that was just sitting there. It looked like the top of a mushroom. Just a tiny little one. But it was definitely a cloud. But in contrast of everything else, it was kind of weird. I thought maybe I told you that.
No, that was just weird. It was a weird dream. I had those dreams every once in a while, but that one was just bizarre.
The weird one I had this week, I think it was this week, that was a car.
That thing sounded like a train.
It sounded like
I thought there was a diesel locomotive like cruising down the street.
There's one that comes by every so often that's got a belt that needs to be replaced. Mm. That was probably him.
Probably.
There was a Doctor Who dream, but it was really messed up. I don't really remember it, except for the fact that it was a Doctor Who dream. That's all I remember. There was just a lot of weird shit going on, and we were running around. But I just woke up like I was supposed to be running somewhere. Like, I just woke up, and I was like, my heart was racing. And I'm like, and I was trying to remember, but I couldn't remember, except for that for some reason it was Doctor Who. Mm. So that has nothing to do with anything except for I had a Doctor
Who dream. It was a dream. Yeah. Mm. Sorry, I had to take a...
Good for you.
Iced coffee. Too warm for regular coffee.
Too muggy for regular coffee.
It is quite muggy. It was very humid over at the cemetery.
Yeah.
But now I want to get a rake and a couple bags and go clean up the my family's.
Oh, site. You should.
Because I was in walking around. They don't maintain that at all. There's really.
They do some minor cleanup, like the big branches and stuff like that. But that's it.
Yeah, there's leaves and stuff like that.
Well, that cemetery's 100 and something years old, probably 150 or more.
At least, yeah.
So.
What was the earliest gravestone that we found?
Well, we saw the earliest birthday, which I think was in the late
1700s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about the stone.
Oh, I've seen early 1800s.
In the stones, yeah.
The stone, the death, yeah. You know. They, yeah. Yeah,
but I don't think they go back 17.
I was looking that up because, you know, I got a lot of family in there. And I think that was found in the early 1800s.
That I would believe, because I know the one of the first settlers was in Dunmore and in the area. But that was just like a shack along the road. And then people used to stay there and they drink. It was like a tavern kind of a thing. And then it's when people then settled to do the ironworks, I think. I think the iron was first. Yes, the iron was definitely first. And then Scranton kind of got big. Scranton just beat Dunmore to the incorporation or borough-ation.
Well,
or that,
yeah, they started eating up other areas because they had Scranton, which was new.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Slocum Hollow before that.
It was Slocum Hollow.
And then there was Providence was its own city.
Yep. Providence.
Sorry, I didn't know that. That's super cool. I mean,
yeah. Yep. All the little areas were their own cities. Providence was its own city.
You know where the New Penny?
Yeah.
That big square that says Providence, that was its own city.
That was its own city.
Petersburg was its own city.
Right here at the top of Ash Street in Prescott.
Green Ridge was its own city.
Hollywood, I think it was called. Okay. I don't think it was originally done.
Probably. Could be.
Yeah. Because Dunmore was... what the hell was it called?
Bucktown.
Yeah.
A lot of people still call it Bucktown.
Yep. So see. Let's see if we can find any information about it.
Go to Forest Hill. Might actually have its own website.
The single grave records provided are from May 26, 1872 through December 1931.
That's the records.
The burial lot records provided are from May 1870.
So maybe that's when
it looks like 1870s.
But that's probably just when they opened that up. Because there were other cemeteries. That just happens to be one of the older cemeteries.
Well,
that was basically the suburban cemetery.
That was the cemetery. Yeah. Dunmore Cemetery was a little tiny cemetery.
Yeah. And I think
a lot of that was Forest Hill.
And yeah, I think they took it over. Yeah, they took it over.
Yeah.
Because Scranton is actually in the Dunmore Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it was all part of the same thing. And then they probably just... You know, business thing. They probably cut it off and said, "Okay, nobody else in here." And,
well, the Dunmore Cemetery they still use. They still actively bury people in there. Forest Hill, they whatever they call that when they stop.
There allowing. Are some reading some newer cemeteries over there.
Yeah, well, that plots. Whole back section is still available.
Yeah,
like back where where we were.
That one area. Ago. Yeah,
yeah. That's all.
It's right at the edge.
Yep,
right at the edge of the property. Mm-hmm. I think it borders that. It borders the Dunmore, and then it borders the. Is that the Jewish cemetery, whatever that one
no,
is?
No, up on the top side. Back there where we were back there a few months ago, back where the old cemetery got interred, that was over in Washington Ave.
Yes.
And they got that stone. Up in there, they still They still use it.
Yeah, that's the Dunmore Cemetery. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Forest Hill.
No, Forest Hill, there's no more.
There's new plots over there, all the way in the back.
They were probably already purchased or family.
That's what, yes, but there's still no, new burials.
Yeah, but you can't just go and say, I want to, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of room. Get in there.
Because there's still room in that family plot.
Ask them.
That'd be interesting.
See what they say.
I wonder if I can get in
can't
there.
Can't hurt
that's
to ask.
Hope for.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I mean,
it's pretty
at
cool.
some point, well, yeah. you got to find a spot, right?
It'd be pretty that's badass true. To be back there.
Yeah. I wonder if I could. I don't know.
Can't hurt to ask.
I don't know who you would ask. I don't know what church controls that anymore.
You wouldn't. You'd call the office is right there when you first drive in. They actually have weekly hours. I don't know about weekend hours. Because my grandmother had to go in there when her, when she was tiny. Her sister was born, I think. But I don't think she lasted more than a couple of days or a week or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she's in Forest Hill. And so she had to go in there and ask. They had to look it up in the records. So you can go in. Or you might probably can call them. They do have tours. So I would really like to go on a tour.
Yeah, because I know I've got other family near that I don't know where they are. There's the Zitzelman plot, and then there's the Battenberg plot, and I know there's other family that has spurred off that's in there.
A lot of those that are very old, you can't even read anything on them.
The Zitzelman stone is cracking. I got to figure out how to fix that. I don't like that.
I don't know if you can.
Well, probably some kind of epoxy. It's not cracking, like it's just like an edge is like flaking off. I don't know if you can fix that or not, but I mean that's an old stone.
Yeah, it's some 1800s.
Yeah.
So if it's just cracking now, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know.
Seriously, yeah. Yeah.
They probably have some sort of a. You could probably look that up. They probably have some sort of a method to save it.
Yeah.
Like they do that. You know, if you crack in your windshield, they put something over it and it forces product into the crack. Yeah. They probably have something like that.
See, it's got to be some kind of epoxy. Just put in there and keep the water. Because what's going to break it is, ice is going to get in there and it's going to push
over time.
It. Yep.
We do get a lot of that up here.
Oh, yeah, you do. Plus, there's trees and stuff growing right up next to some of those stones.
Remember when we walked, when you first showed me where the big Zitzelman plot is? You're like, oh, by the way, this is like Kurt's family. Like, oh, what?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
I was like, they were rich.
They were for the time. Well, they were wealthy. They were. I don't know how rich, but I would say wealthy.
Parts of the family were. Yeah.
Have a stone that big. And
well, you got to figure the
back then.
The first Zitzelman in the area was the Reverend Zitzelman, and he basically controlled like 5 churches in the area. So he wasn't monetarily rich, but he had a lot of influence.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Plus, back then, I think. As a reverend, they held a lot of weight, so I think I think if they died, I think there probably would have been a contribution to
whether
the stone.
They had money or not.
Yeah. Now there are 2 stones. There's his stone, which is big.
Yeah.
And then there's the other stone.
Well, his stone is actually a shared stone.
Right.
Yeah. But then there's like the family stone.
The family, right?
And then there's the stone. I can't remember the Isles family, which is right next to it.
That name, yeah.
And they.
That was a big stone. That was actually a tall stone.
It's a tall really stone, tall. And like
it's
one of
marble
the
marble or something too.
Mm-hmm. But they married; they're related by marriage. So, and then of course there's the Battenberg stone, which is huge.
Yeah, it's monstrous.
I don't remember that one. I'll have to go again.
Yeah, yeah,
that's up in that loop. Up
the
in
thing
the
that I love about that stone is about 100 years ago, probably about they planted. These little evergreen shrubs on the 4 corners.
Did you point this one out to me?
Probably. There's a lot of stuff I pointed out.
Remember that.
But they planted these tiny little shrubs on the 4 corners.
Yeah.
Had to be 100 years ago.
Had to be.
And now they're about 50 foot tall, but they all
bigger
still
than
live.
That.
60. Well, it's gigantic.
Huge.
Yeah. And they're only meant to be little shrubs, but they are gigantic.
Yeah, on each corner of the
of
the stone.
Yeah, that's a giant stone.
That's huge.
Oh my God! Now I want to go. But
and now he was in the Civil War, right? One of them was in the Civil War.
The whole family was.
Yeah.
And then there's the one who fought in Waterloo against Napoleon. And
is Facebook acting up on you?
When isn't Facebook acting up? Oh, that's nice. It just went away. Now Facebook is forcing shit on people. Every time I go to Facebook, it's like, suggested link. Here's an ad.
Yeah.
Don't you want to see this? No, I don't.
I swear, I have somebody in there that I don't know. I don't remember adding as a friend. So I think it was a suggested friend or something, and I probably hit it by accident or something. I don't know who it is. It's some chick, but I don't know her.
No,
I don't. Well, maybe unless she's one of your friends. I don't know.
What's the name?
I don't say it on the air. Okay. Could have been. Like, maybe I don't recognize the last name or something, but I don't. I only go to Facebook very, 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 you know, few and far between. I just don't care anymore.
Wasn't Jackie, though, was it?
No. Okay. No, but it's, I was reluctant to sign up to Facebook in the beginning, because I, you know, this was when MySpace was around, and I didn't care about MySpace. And I did Facebook because my family was on Facebook.
Well, yeah.
But now,
in touch, you know?
Before, that's what you did. There was a lot of personal sharing.
Yeah.
And now, every time I go to Facebook, it's like, I'm at Dunkin' Donuts. And then somebody else is like, here's a picture of a reason why women are better than men. And some poster. And then there's some other link about... Republicans say guns are good. What about you? Click yes. And I just can't stand it. I can't.
Yeah. It's all what they call as memes.
I can't. I have a problem. I have a small tolerance for it. It's too bad you couldn't filter out that junk and just have like...
You used to be able to.
Yeah.
But now it's like you can't filter out anything that Facebook wants you to see. Because, you know, they make money on it.
I want to be in touch with the people that I've met throughout my life, and I want to know what's going on in their lives. I just don't care about those stupid things. Right.
You know, ironically, you know what the best way to do that is?
Junk is?
Twitter. Because it's just like 140 characters. That you can't put any of the other crap in there.
I don't want anything
else. Or Google
Plus
is a pretty decent thing.
Maybe Google Plus.
You see a lot of the same stuff on Google Plus, too.
You know what it is? I'm so burnt out from work that I just don't. It's like a job. It's like a second job.
Well,
I don't want to.
Computer all day. You don't want to come home and
spend 9 or 10 hours sitting
in
front of a computer not moving, and then you have to do work. Like somebody gives you work to do when you get like one of your friends you haven't talked to in a year gives you work to do. It's like no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And I get. You think by now people would stop sending me the game requests and the every day there's like two or three of them in there from somebody. You know, so-and-so wants you to play this. Yep.
When
was the last time you saw me accept one of those? Stop.
It was probably in the last 6 months. I was out there and I saw one of my old friends. Excuse me. That was interesting.
That was
put something out there that said, "Dear friends, you know, I want to stay in touch with you. But as I've said in the past, I don't play any games on here. If you send me any requests, I will unfriend you." I was like, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Might have to do that.
Or hide them.
But again, I've done that because there's a thing that says you want to block these.
Does not
and it, you block it, and then like a month later, you're getting the same crap. Then it just blocks the one game, and they're sending you requests for another game. It's like, what the?
I just
stop sending me requests for games.
Yeah.
I don't want to plant flowers or raise fish or
do whatever
the
do.
Hell you're doing on Facebook. Get off of Facebook and go out and actually experience real life.
Right. That's not what people do anymore.
No. They'd rather sit out and go to the park, and while they're at the park, be on their phone on Facebook.
Yes.
Well, that they can justify to themselves that they went out and did something.
Yeah. No, you gotta leave your phone. When I was out yesterday, I went to the Lackawanna State Park, and I just left the phone in the car. I was like, I don't have any signal. I had plenty of signal. I don't have any signal. I'm just going to leave that in the car.
Blame
I'm out there. I'm like, if I get attacked by a bear? Oh, well.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Take a picture of it anyway?
Yeah.
We know what happened. Look up the pictures.
Well, I had service out there.
I know.
In my mind, I said I have no service. I left the phone in the car.
I do take it. But, I mean, unless it's something urgent. But when is it ever urgent?
Not very often.
No.
Oh my God! I've got to share this.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what I don't understand how people, share that much anymore. Like I just don't get it. Those meme things. I don't. If it's funny,
That's once in a while. Every once in a while there's a funny one. Yes. But, you know, when there's some people I see in there who post 10, 15, 20 of those a day.
Yes,
what the fuck are you doing all day where you find these?
I agree.
What? I don't even know where you find those things. But they got them, and yeah, they're reposting them. And they're...
Again, work. You have to. If I have to do that, that's work.
Yeah.
You're not paying me. I'm not doing it. And usually those meme things, somebody... professional or somebody made them up, and they usually have something down there. And my it's like advertising to me.
Yeah,
like you're not paying me to advertise. Exactly.
It was like when I went to it was a few years ago. I went to I think it was Home Depot or Lowe's, is one of the two, and they had I needed like a nail pouch, so I went in, and the one had just blank nail pouches, and they were like a dollar or something, and then the other company had them, and I think it was Home Depot had them, and it said the Home Depot on them. And he wanted a dollar something for the thing. So I looked at him. I said, I'm not going to pay you to advertise for you. You want to give me this nail pouch? Because it's got your name all over it? I'll take it. But otherwise, well, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm not going to advertise for you and pay you to do it.
That's what I love about a lot of the guys will get a truck, whatever truck they like. Sometimes it's cars. A lot of times it's a truck.
Yeah.
And then they'll put those big things on the back of the truck, like Chevy or Ford, and it's like, well, why are you
That's
spending money
yeah.
to advertise?
In my top five,
you know,
I know that you have right. a Chevy,
or like you're driving a Mazda and you put Mazda, but like I know yeah. it, like well, why?
I used to know a guy who would he'd buy a truck, and he'd take the tailgate off, and he'd take the grill off. So say you bought a Ford pickup,
yeah,
he'd take the bumper and the grill off, or the tailgate and the grill, and he'd take like a Chevy tailgate and he put it on there, and a Chevy. Grill and put it on there, just so people would be like,
"That doesn't look like."
Isn't that a Ford?
Yeah,
you know, just to fuck with people.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't. For some reason, I don't. That's another thing about T-shirts. You always like you want a nice T-shirt, and there'll be a logo on it. Like I don't want a logo T-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't.
What about a primitive intelligence T-shirt? Would you wear that?
Of course.
Yeah. I have a T-shirt for Kurt, but I forgot to bring it. We made extras for our team name, but they're black, and they just have our name in white. I just thought it was funny. If you want it, I got
the dirty girl?
Yeah.
It says dirty girl on it?
No. No. I do have one that says dirty girl, but it's a small. But this is just our team name.
What was the team name?
Breast of Luck.
Breast of Luck?
It's a t-shirt, a ground t-shirt. It's all black. It has white letters.
Yeah,
what Stacey's talking about is an event for breast cancer.
Yeah,
it's nice soft cotton.
Where it was like a all girl event. That's kind of sexist. An all woman event where they donate money and then they go on this kind of like something you do in the Army or the Marines or something.
Yeah,
like
there's a couple different ones that are out there. There's like the Savage Race and then there's Tough Mudder.
Right.
There's a bunch of ones like that.
I've heard of that one.
That's so serious.
No,
that's
her second year.
Yeah, similar to that, right?
A couple of friends of mine have done that.
But she got a little banged up this year.
I got pretty banged up.
Yeah, that's what happens when they make you run down a hill that's filled with mud and rocks.
Yeah.
See, and I did that when I was a kid. So as an adult, I'm like, I'm okay because I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's why this year it was funny. I noticed that the first year, the course was more amateur, you know, and there were all ages. All shapes, all sizes. This year, it was more women who were really in shape.
Yes, because they did it one time. They're like,
yeah, because the other people knew.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
I'm opening a window.
I didn't see a lot of older women. I didn't see a lot of overweight women. Because they would never have been able to handle it.
Well, here's my point of view, and I said this last week, is that if I'm going to donate money to a cause, I could understand if you're running... And you have to get people to sign up to give you, okay, if I run so many miles, you're going to donate X dollars a mile or something.
Yeah.
That's a whole different story. Then I can understand you want to finish the competition. You want to get through it. You want to achieve the best you can. But that's not how it works. You're just donating money and doing it.
Yeah. Well,
so I can understand why people don't want to.
But it's also about, we had a lot of laughs. It's about.
Oh, yeah, I know. Bonding.
It brings awareness. And
10 of my girlfriends, and we just laughed and. Laughed at each other and just—it was a cool bonding experience. Yeah. For lack of a better word.
And that's
helped
good.
Helped each other out, pulled people over walls, and
yeah, it's like a team building
everybody was
exercise.
And, yeah.
I was going to do something like that with a like a kayak race down in Florida for a couple of years. I just never had the time off when they were having the race, and I didn't find out until it was too late to get the time off. Oh. It was the same thing. You pay like an entry fee, and then it went towards like the whatever. River cleanup or whatever. Yeah, you know.
It's all good. We won't do it again.
Well, you could still donate, but you don't want to get hurt.
No, not only that, but they didn't. This is the same. I remember you were telling me. And they did not set it up for the better. We spent most of our time in line, and it was exhausting, and they didn't have enough staff, and we spent 45 minutes in line just to register.
Oh, you couldn't have done it online?
No, we were already registered.
Then you have to re-register.
But then you're there.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, I know. You have to re-register, sign your
Then you have to sign in, you have to get in another lane, right?
So basically, just so when your time slot to start to run, the pretty boy with the microphone, who has a little bit of mud on his chest because he thinks it's cute, you know, sassing with the ladies all day, can say, next up, breast of luck. That's why. That's it.
But then though, you said there was...
Just so they know the names.
There was another lane to drop off your have with you.
They have you park. They have the teams park in the furthest parking lot possible. You walk about 3 miles to get to the registration itself, which we waited 45 minutes, if not longer, to register.
Isn't the race only like 5 miles itself?
Yeah. Well, then we had to go probably another mile to check our bags in.
And then you go back to the next check-in. You've reached your 5 miles. Go, thanks for participating.
Yeah.
But that would be awesome. I would love that. That was it. Here's your bags.
Then we check our bags in. We're all set. We get to the start line. Of course, we did not make our set start time.
Well, because you've been in line, yeah.
So, we're there anyway. We go through.
It's another one.
5 miles of rocks and mud, and just to then wait in another line to shower.
These are like the oldest windows.
Sorry. That was very loud on the microphone.
Oldest windows in the world. I just took a picture of Rocco opening. I don't even know if there's a card. No, there's no memory card in that camera.
Don't worry. They could take it afterwards.
Oh, I can just transfer it with my little shitty camera.
So I disrupted your land. I'm sorry about that. I completely derailed that. But yeah, I would... The last time I stood in line that long is when Kurt and I decided to go to Six Flags.
Oh my God.
And that was about 8 years ago or so.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is the first year it was not like that.
I know.
It was like you waited maybe 10 minutes, maybe. And that was it. This year, it just was out of control. If they do it again next year, it's only going to be so much worse.
Unless they fix it.
So I don't know.
You could always ask. You could always call them and say, Are you going to fix it and have things differently?
I mean, you can only be amped up for so long. We were amped up.
She goes, I'm amped up. I'm like, all right, you got to take it, turn up a notch.
We were amped up on the car ride there like you wouldn't believe. And then after you wait in line for 45 minutes, that gets a little deflated.
Yeah.
Then you're like, oh, see,
As a boy growing up next to old coal mountains, I used to have all that kind of fun when I was a kid.
And he didn't have to get amped up to do it.
Or pay money. There was this thing that we used to do, because one of the mountains around here used to be an old, what did they call it? It was like a storage facility. Breaker? Not a breaker. It was definitely not a breaker. Whatever the hell they called it.
Colm?
It was basically, after they crushed it, they'd transport it to this one site loaded. But, of course, you can't get rid of all of it. So there's still some
All they mean by getting rid of it is just move it from this spot to that spot and let it sit there.
So as a kid, you actually just walk up to the, because nobody gave a shit back then. You go up to the top, and by that point, trees were growing, but it was still not completely overgrown. So there was a lot of spots where there was a lot of coal still, or black sand as we called it. And what you would do is you'd get to the top, and then when you're a kid, you don't give a shit about nothing. You don't care about safety. You're like, I'm going to live forever.
Yeah.
So you get a pretty good running start, and you jump in the air, and you'd have to know where you're going. First of all, you'd have to look down the mountain, and then you just kind of jump, and when you land, you'd have to be, of course, have pretty good equilibrium. So you'd land, and then when you hit that sand, it would start to move. So you'd have to jump at the right exact moment. So you'd hit that sand, it'd start to move. Well, it's not really sand, it's bigger than sand.
Yeah.
And then that would start to slide, so then you'd have to jump again and slide, and then you would pick up momentum, and then sometimes the whole sheet of mountain would start to slide. Not like an avalanche, but the whole would start to move.
That is actually the definition of an avalanche.
So it would be an avalanche, and you'd be jumping on the avalanche as it goes down. It's an avalanche. And but it was really, really, really fun as a kid because you'd be about 10 or 12 and nobody gave a shit. Nobody knew where you were back then.
Yeah.
They didn't even care. Yeah. So you just go to the top and you'd just be... It was really an experience to be just... you'd be moving and everything you're jumping on is moving. And it was just... it was just really fun.
Yeah.
I used to do that in snow. We had that dam back behind our house at our pond, and the wind would come up and blow the snow over the top of the dam. So if you're looking at the dam, it would normally be like 15 feet wide at the top. Well, it would extend it out like another 10 or 15 feet, and it would just be like this drop-off, and you know, it would kind of kick under. So you'd jump up, and you'd land on the side. You'd just like make a hole right through, and you'd fall out the bottom. It's kind of fun. You wouldn't really ride it down, but you just
that's still fun,
punch
though.
Holes into it. So.
We were, when I was in college, there was an old Air Force base that the college took over, and that's where there wasn't the only housing, but that's what our housing was. And the one winter, it snowed a fuck of a lot, and so much so that the neighbors on the other side of us, and that we shared our backyard, did that when they actually got up there on the roof and pushed the entire roof of snow out into the yard. That's how much snow there was. So then the snow almost touched the roof.
Wow.
And then they were basically out there drinking and jumping off the roof into the sun.
Oh, yeah, I've done that. Yeah. Without the drinking part, though. We used to go, you know, shovel the snow off the roof so it wouldn't, you know, crush the roof and then jump into the big snow pile.
I'll have to see if I have a picture
we could put out there. Because I remember that year being particularly snowy.
I remember the 2 years, 92 and 93.
Yeah, 93 was the year we had that huge blizzard.
Okay, 93, I was thinking. Yeah. Sorry.
It's possible. No, well, that was spring. It's possible. That's a possibility.
Yeah, it was a spring blizzard, wasn't it?
They were both.
Like a week off.
Both of those were back-to-back years, and both of them happened. I don't know when it was, but it was our spring break. Not that I went to spring break. Worked. I was on my way back both of those times when they hit.
I missed 2 days of work because of that storm. I couldn't get to my car. Well, I could get to it. I remember my parents were in Puerto Rico. They went on vacation. So I had a couple friends over. We said we drink. We got kicked out of John's Italian restaurant that night.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I've been there a bunch of times.
Yeah, we went.
It's near the Paw Pack.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Went home, and my one buddy stayed over. He was sleeping on the sofa. My other friend went home, and I fell asleep upstairs. I come down in the morning, and it wasn't snowing because they were talking about this big blizzard.
Yeah.
And there was nothing. It was 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. It wasn't snowing. It wasn't a flurry. Nothing. I wake up at like 11 o'clock in the morning, and I come downstairs, and I'm looking out the window, and there's snow about 6 inches up the window, and you're just looking straight across.
Yeah.
And I'm looking out the back, and I'm like, holy crap, that's a lot of snow. And I'm like, holy shit, where's the dog?
And
I look to where the doghouse is, and all I see is this little opening in the
snow. From where he's breathing?
And I see breath come up. Oh my! I'm still wearing like sweatpants, and I run out. I'm like running through the snow. I dig him out, and he's in his doghouse, just with enough room to breathe.
Oh,
and I pull
God.
Him in the house. I'm like, holy shit! I mean, it snowed that fast. It snowed so fast that it didn't fall into his doghouse. It just
stayed. Yeah, the same thing happened to my dog.
God.
Yeah, it was nuts.
My dog though was part Malamute, so she didn't care. She loved that. She's the one that would. I knew her barks. If she came back from the dead and she was not a zombie, I would know her bark. And so we kept her outside because she did not want to be inside. She hated it. And she'd bark and bark, and because I knew her bark, she'd call me. And I'd go out there, and she'd look at me, and I swear she'd have a smile on her face. She had these ice blue eyes I've never seen before. And she'd bark at me, and like almost like, hey, watch this. And then she'd walk real slow. And then she'd stay completely still, and then she would just thrust her face into the snow, and then she'd pull out a mole and throw it up in the air, and she'd start playing, and then it'd come back down, and it'd be trying to escape, and then she'd grab and throw it up again. She never killed them. She was just playing with it. And she'd be like, woof, like, look what I could do. That blizzard that you talked about, I left college and I was coming up and I had about a normally less than a 2 hour drive, I think it was. Or is that like an hour and a half or so? And God, I had my old car, and it was the traffic during storms. Anybody who's gone through a snowstorm, traffic slows down, so normal light traffic is heavy traffic. And it was like riding on, I'll describe it this way, the little ridges that they put now on the sides of roads, the rumble strips. Mm-hmm. That's what it felt like, the entire highway. But it was potholes of snow because they couldn't plow the snow because the plows were out. And even if the plows were out, they couldn't plow it. So you're the whole entire car, and I had a car from like the 70s. It was my first car. The entire car was like vibrating so loud that you couldn't really even hear the radio. And I had the heater on and the windshield wipers going.
And they're freezing, right. Getting bigger and bigger.
So you'd have to roll the window down
by hand,
by crank. And
Conscious choice.
And I'd have to flick the windshield wiper.
Grab the windshield wiper as it came up, and wait for it to come back up.
We hit this slow point where we weren't moving, and it wasn't very long. It was probably a couple of minutes. But I had the headlights on because it was pitch. It was well, actually, I can't say it was pitch black. It was dark. It was snowstorm dark, so all the light was from the snow. And then I had the radio on, and I had a CB at that time because I was traveling. This is before cell phones, so the CB. So you'd have to have a CB to know what the hell's going on.
Him for.
Exactly. And then I had the heater. Well, I said it here, and then the everything.
What was your handle?
I didn't really have one. I never talked to anybody. I just listened to the drivers. But what happened is we're moving along. And then all of a sudden, I realized the car is not going. There's no gas. So I realized it stalled out on the highway. So and then I couldn't get it going again because it must have been stalled out, and I didn't know it was stalled out. And so I actually had to pull it on. Like I was coasting. Yes, I had to coast to the side of the road. And I sat there. I threw the hood open. And again, no cell phones back then. I don't even remember where I was. Even if I knew where he was, I couldn't find, because again, no cell phones. You couldn't look up on your phone and find out where you were. And
you
can
pull the
next,
GPS.
Right.
Oh, I'm right here.
So I was just on the side of the road, and I threw open my hood, and I stood there waiting for somebody to pull over. And I stood there for maybe a half an hour or more. Nobody pulled over. So I popped my trunk. Still nobody. And I'm sitting there, and I'm getting nervous, and I'm like, okay, what do I do? You know, what do I do? And then I keep thinking to myself, now this is a spring break, so I knew I was going to be off for a week, so I had crap piled in my car, like clothes and shit that I got to wash and stuff. So I'm on the side of the road, and I'm
and it's snowing heavily.
And I'm standing out there trying to wave people down, so I'm covered in snow, so I'm half wet, you know, and I'm coming from school, so I have no, it's not like I had any winter gear on me. I was in the car, so, you know, my shit's packed away, so I'm trying to find a coat or something to wear. I had no hat. I'm like basically, my shirt's almost soaked through, and I'm making a decision. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have to leave the car. I'm gonna have to leave the car, and I'm gonna have to walk, and find a phone, and call somebody. And right when I was making that decision, I was shutting the hood and I was shutting the trunk, and I'm trying to figure out what I'm gonna do, because I was trying to be mentally prepared. Because now you're talking lots of snow, so it's not just walking along the highway.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It's like walking through a snowstorm to get to a phone.
Wow.
And plus all my crap is in the car. So if anybody breaks, it wasn't breaking in the car, it was just opening the door. Because back then, there was no security systems or not. And as I'm preparing myself, and I'm shutting everything, and I'm sitting in the car going, okay, what do I need? What am I going to take? What am I going to need? And all of a sudden, the cars just started slowing down. And they start slowing down and slowing down. And I'm going, what's going on? So then I get out of my car. I shut the door. And I'm looking. And all of a sudden, here comes a tractor trailer. Coming up. And all of a sudden, he happens to stop right next to me. Because everything was just dead stop. And he gets out of the car. He goes, boy, he goes, you're lucky. He goes, I would have never stopped for you. He goes, the only reason I'm stopping is because we're stopped. He goes, you hurry up, open your hood, because I'm gonna give you a jump, and then I'm leaving. He goes, whether or not you're going or not, he goes. So he jumped out, and I got the car started.
I thought you ran out of gas.
No.
Wow. Well, your battery died.
Battery died. Oh. No, I had everything running.
Oh, okay.
So I stalled. I'm sorry. I stalled, and I couldn't get the thing going again.
Oh, okay.
And today, I would have, you know, I would have been able to thank him more properly. But yeah, that would have been a whole different story if there wasn't an accident. Because as soon as he jumped the car, I got back in the car, and it wasn't much longer than less than a minute than everything started moving. So it was like the perfect time.
Wow.
And then by the time I got home after that, I was probably about as tense as I've ever been. And my chest, I could almost feel my heart. And I got home, and I pulled in the driveway, and that was, and I was like, I had to sit down. I went, thank God, this is back when, like, you could go home to mom and dad. So yeah. I walked in the door, and my mom's like, oh, what can I get you? And I'm like, oh, it was so rough.
She still does.
Yes, I know.
But it's a different, it was a different story back then, because there was, like you said, there's no instant, nothing. Like, cell phone, like, hey, I'm broken down. You know, nothing like that.
Right now. Now, excuse me, dog. Now, you could, like, take a picture of the mile marker with your phone and post it on Facebook and say, I'm broken down.
Facebook?
Facebook.
That's actually not that far off.
Fakebook. And say, hey, is anybody around here? Please come catch me.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was my 90. It was either 92 or 93, either one of them. The other year, whichever one it was, I think it was, that had the second year, I think it must have been, where I got ahead of it because I swore that was never going to happen again. And I got ahead of it. But one of those years, it was right before my father went in because he had heart issues that he had taken care of. But that was before any snow blowers. So we had to shovel that entire thing.
Yeah.
So we had, it was at least 6 foot or higher piles of snow on both sides of their driveway. It was they have a picture of me somewhere where the snow is higher than my head.
Yeah, that's how it was that year for me.
Yeah.
And we had a 150-foot long driveway.
Oh, my God.
And I had to have it shoveled because my parents are coming home in a couple of days. So I had to shovel by hand that entire, and it wasn't paved. It was gravel. Now, if you ever tried shovel a gravel driveway, it's a pain in the ass. Because you can't just slide the shovel. It's like, it's getting stuck and it's hitting shit.
Oh, I've had to do that.
And then my friend who stayed over, I wake up, I'm like, well, you know, at least you could help shovel. He's like, nope. He walked home. I was so pissed.
I would have done that too. I was like, I got to shovel my place. I'll see you later. Yeah.
I'm like, I'll give you a ride home. If you just at least help me get my car out. I'll shovel the rest of it. And my car was out towards the end of the driveway. Nope. Walked away. I was like, son of a bitch. He's the reason we got kicked out of the John's Italian restaurant too.
Oh, the jerk.
Yeah. Actually, it was both of our faults. Very drunk, and I made some gesture, and I knocked his coffee in his lap, and he just looked at me. I didn't realize I did it, so he takes my coffee, and real slow, he just looks at me, he's like, pours it in my lap.
I don't know if we were ever kicked out of there, but it came close, because we used to go up the lake, we used to go in there after the lake, something before the lake sometimes to load up on, you know, beer and ice. But there were a few times where we shouldn't have been in public.
Yeah.
We should. Because you get up the lake early enough. Well, yeah, you get up the lake early enough. So then you're on the lake for a good bunch of hours.
T-shirt.
Yeah. I would, you know what I'd like? If anybody out there who has money, I'd like a new car. Or, I shouldn't say that. You know what I would like? If I'm dreaming, anybody out there who's rich. Like a 69 or 70 Cadillac DeVille, black, not restored. I would like to drive it around every day. So
Restored?
Well, not like...
Not like show car.
Not show car restored where it's all original. I wanted to be able to drive it every day.
Yeah.
I want to have air conditioning. And I would like to have, you know, like to run and be nice, and I wouldn't have to worry about that.
Like not wonderful. Shiny new, kind of beat up.
Oh, no, I would like it shiny new.
Oh, okay.
I just don't want it, when they call it, depending on how they restore it, they could restore it the original, so they keep everything original, and it's the original blah, 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 and that's all well and good,
yeah.
But I want something, it to run.
Yeah, something that looks like a 69 or 70 Cadillac,
but it could have, if it had a brand new,
have
right.
Some, you know,
could have a brand
some
new
nice
engine
stuff.
In it. Yeah, it could have a brand new engine, brand new air conditioning.
Yeah.
I get you.
If I ever have money to restore shit, I'll do that on my own time. But that's like, I'd like that.
It'd be nice. See, my goals for that are much lower. I just want a Jeep. Don't even have to have a top. I don't care. It would suck for the winter, but
that would. I knew somebody when I was in college. One of my roommates had a Jeep, the older Jeeps. Mm-hmm. It was not good. I mean, it heated up really quick, and it was a really powerful heater, but it was still ice cold because the you know, the flaps and the older style roofs.
I had my little convertible, and that used to snow in the car.
That's what
this
did too.
You'd be driving down the road, and it'd be like ice like coming through. Like, it's all closed up. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Like, why do I have ice in my eye?
Yeah. It would hurt. It'd be like,
Are you punishing me, God? But what's funny is that you said down in Florida, people would have convertibles, but they wouldn't ride with the tops on. No.
They'd have Jeeps, but they have hard tops on. Well, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Maybe here you would have your own.
Yeah, no, because it's too sunny. It's too sunny for a convertible. Yeah. Then why the fuck did you buy it?
You're not the only person who's told me that kind of shit, too. God.
I've heard from other people driving around like AC in a Jeep, mm-hmm. Wrangler, with a hard top and the AC on. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. I was talking to somebody once.
Sell that and buy a minivan, and that's how you're going
to
be.
Yeah, yeah.
They were talking about moving to Florida. This is somebody I work with. And I'm like, well, I'm like, I don't know about the heat and the humidity. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. I was just talking. And he's like, well, who cares? He goes, you're not going to be outside anyway. He goes, all you're going to do is walk from your car to whatever building you're going in, and there's going to be air conditioning in there.
Yeah.
Like, well, then why are you going to Florida?
You could do that here.
You could do that anywhere.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I said. I'm like, well, here, if it's winter and it's cold and it's snowy, that's basically all you do. It's just a difference. Instead of it being 100 and whatever degrees.
And zero.
Right. Yeah. And now here, it's just zero. All you're doing is walking out, getting your car, and going wherever you're going. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. Yeah. Except for the sunshine, but that's really not that much different. If you're not going to capitalize on the nature aspect, then
exactly, yeah. Oh, I'm going to Florida because the weather's so nice. But you're never going into the weather. You're going to stay inside.
Yeah.
But it's still nice.
Doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah. I don't know how you guys can do this all the time. It's like, well, you never go outside.
Yeah.
So basically what you're telling me is here, at least you can enjoy spring and fall. But you're telling me you're going somewhere where it's always summer and you never go outside.
Yep. That's what they do down there.
That's weird.
They are weird. There's people, they just looked at me like baffled.
I remember you told me how,
like, taking pictures and went to the zoo?
It was 70 degrees. Outside. It was like 70 degrees and you went outside with shorts.
Yeah.
And they had winter coats
on. Yeah, winter coats, gloves. Yeah, 70 degrees.
That's the truth. And gloves. You hats and gloves. Gloves.
Yeah. Hats and gloves.
And 70 degrees.
Oh, my God.
After Christmas, when Stacy got me the telescope, we went outside. And it was less than zero, probably.
At least zero.
And we're all outspread. Oh, but we're still out there with no problem.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, look, it's nice and clear.
Oh, look at the moon.
Yeah.
No, down there? Mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean go outside?
A really good friend of mine lives in North Carolina, and he told me one time.
He went outside?
He goes outside all the time.
I heard it's nice in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah, he takes full advantage. And he told me that they had snow one time. This was a couple of years ago. They actually got. He goes for Scranton's sake. I would say it was like a dusting.
Yeah.
He goes. It was like an inch and a half, maybe 2 inches at the most. He
said. Yeah, it's probably a year it snowed in Florida.
Yeah. He said everything shut down.
Yeah.
He goes, and I was like, well, I need to go to the store, and he goes, a friend of mine was like, what? You're going out with this? You're going to drive in this? Yeah. He was so funny. He goes, oh.
Well, they don't have the infrastructure for it.
He's like, yeah. I'm from PA. So
same thing I think happened.
Yeah, I can drive in six inches of snow.
So that's what happened in Florida. It wasn't sticking.
Down.
Yeah. It wasn't sticking
closed,
anything.
Everything.
It was just flurries, and it was melting as soon as it hit the ground. People were pulling off the road. Oh. And I'm driving down the road. I'm like, what are you doing? The road is the road surface is 80 degrees. It's not going to freeze.
Same thing. It must have been the same year.
It's melting.
My brother, same thing happened with my brother in Tennessee, where he said it snowed less than an inch.
Yeah,
so it was like a half an inch.
Yeah.
They shut down everything.
Mm-hmm. Kevin said
schools, government, offices.
Everything.
You could walk out and just go, all right, it's gone.
Yeah, that is exactly what he said. He was baffled.
Yeah.
He, you know, even my nephew was fascinated, because my nephew basically grew up here when he was young. But it was like nothing. He's driving around. There was nothing. It was the same thing. It was like melted. Because in Tennessee, it's pretty much the same thing.
The ground never gets cold.
Right. So it was just, it's melting. It's like snowing, but it's melting.
Yeah, it's melting in that like half an inch before the ground because it's got like that thermal barrier. It's just melting.
Companies letting this is a place where they get tornadoes.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we have to shut down the office. Oh,
tornadoes, hurricanes, no big deal. You know, a dusting of snow? Holy crap.
Yeah. Where here, except until the last maybe 10 to 15 years, for some reason this region always had this crazy, I won't call it crazy, almost a stupid work ethic where, oh, it's a foot and a half of snow? Well, let's just keep working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not as bad as it used to be. It still is. There are still places that do it. But, I mean, I remember... Even when I've been almost 15 years at this company. I was at this company when I would get to work and I'd be like, well, maybe they'll let us leave. Because back then you couldn't leave work.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't just leave.
No.
Yeah.
So I'd be sitting there and I'd get out at 5 and I'd sit there and everybody'd leave and nobody'd tell me to go home. And I'd be like, I guess I'll have to wait until I'm done. And I'd get outside and there'd be a foot and a half of snow. And this time it was a blizzard. And it took me, I think, a couple of hours. It took me over an hour, and normally it's maybe a 10-minute trip.
Yeah.
And it took me over an hour to get back here, like through Scranton, because I had to go through Scranton. I couldn't go the highway. So I had to go through the hills of Scranton. And by the time I got out, and I told both of you this, I was going up this one street, and it was not a bad street if it's on normal occasions. This was so much snow that I was sliding from the right side into the other lane, and the only thing that was stopping me, and at first I was nervous, and then the first car I started to slide, I did not hit that car because there was so much snow that it packed up between my car and that car. Bumper. It created a bumper.
Yeah.
And after that, I'm like, well, let's see if this happens on the other, because I kept going the other side, and I couldn't control the car because I'm going up the hill, and I couldn't stop going up the hill because there's no way I'd go back down. Like, there's no way. I had nowhere to go.
Yeah,
I had
to control.
I had to go up the hill or nothing. And I did that the entire length up Harrison, from the base of Harrison to the top of the hill, from going up the I'd go up, and I'd slide to the right, and if there was a car coming down, I'd slow down and wait because I'd know I could do it, and the snow would crunch against the car on the other side of the road, and then I'd keep going, and then it would slide to the other side, and the snow would crunch on the other side, and never hit the car, never came close,
wow.
Yeah.
And then I kept going back and forth the entire way up, and then I got to and when I finally got through. I went, okay, I'm going to the bar because I'm too stressed for this shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck am I doing at work? That was one of the last reasons, or the last times I realized that I'm a fool. Because if I got into an accident, that car would have been totaled.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't have done anything.
The company would have done anything.
Think, oh, you were off the clock. It's not our fault. Yeah. You can't drive.
Right. Yeah. So I was like, I am I'm an idiot. So then I got to the bar, my local bar. And I stayed there probably until about midnight. And then I drove home, and it was the same thing. I was like sliding around the roads. There was nobody out, literally.
Yeah,
that was the only person. I'm like doing donuts in the middle of the street, driving home.
That had nothing to do with the fact that you were at the bar all night.
Absolutely nothing.
Well, that happened to me when I was just this past year. I was going to a job, doing cable. I called the customer up. I'm like, you know, where are you? Because they're out in the middle of nowhere. And she's like, oh, we're on this road. You'll see this little road. We're the last house on the road. So, okay, I turn on the road, and I'm going up the road, and it just keeps going up and going up and going up and going up and going up. And I'm about 15 feet from the crest of the hill, and I can't go any further. The truck is just spinning. This was snow tires all the way in the back with all the tools and stuff.
Holy
it's spinning,
shit.
It's spinning, it's spinning. All of a sudden, the tires are spinning like I'm going forward, but I'm going backwards down the hill.
Oh, my God.
And I'm, like, backwards with no control between on either side of this road, which is basically driveway width.
Yeah.
They just kind of notched out a stone wall and put the driveway in there. So there's like huge boulders and rocks. And this is in a company truck that's got this motion activated
camera.
So if you hit a turn too hard, you hit a bump the wrong way, it goes off. And here I am, you know, floored in, you know, going forward, but going backwards down a hill. And it's starting to like veer to the left and veer to the right, and I'm like, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit. And I kind of whip it around into a driveway. It's right there, and I stop. Never set the camera off. My heart is like going a million miles an hour. I'm like, holy crap. If they're up at the end of this road, they're not getting their cable today because I can't get up there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be lucky enough if I can get back down this hill. You know, I can't believe I didn't just wreck. I can't believe I did not just wind up in a ditch or in a tree or something like that. I call the lady back up. I'm like, I can't get to here. She goes, what are you talking about? You passed us. We're the first house on the road. And I always write down what they tell me when I talk to them. I'm like, you told me you're the last house on the road. Oh, yeah, last house from the top.
Fucking idiot. Who does that? Who thinks that way?
You're an idiot.
Last house from the top.
Last house from the top.
No. Not first house.
Yeah, not.
Yeah, from the main road.
Or maybe, you know, as I'm going by their house at like half a mile an hour because it's so icy, maybe, I don't know, wave at me so I can, you know, not drive all the way up the top.
Because if it was like that out, I'd be out there. I'd have a light out waiting for somebody to come. Right.
Oh, he's on his way? Go stand in the road.
Yeah.
And let him know where we're going.
Yeah, so that was the last time that I realized I was that much of an idiot. I have always had an extremely strong work ethic, but when I realized that if I got into an accident, that car would have been totaled, and I would have been on my own. I would have had to buy a new car, and I'm doing it for a company that let me basically sit at work while there was a foot and a half or 2 feet of snow outside.
Yeah.
And the highway was shut down. So I'm like, what am I doing?
I've worked for companies like that.
Well, they've changed since then. But, well, see, here's the thing, is that we're here, and, I mean, I like this town, but a lot of companies have this attitude that they like our work ethic, and they will bleed that work ethic dry.
Yep.
We have other buildings, I'll say, other offices in other states, and they will shut those fucking places down in a heartbeat. Oh, there's an inch of snow or 2 inches of snow? Oh, no. You're not going to work. Yeah. Oh, because we live here. Oh, there's traffic. We have to shut this place down.
Yeah. No, because there's no traffic here.
There's no right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so, yeah, that got old.
Okay.
Little Ewok. Anyway. So. Yes.
So, I'm Kurt.
I'm Rocco.
And Stacy.
I'm Stacy.
Yeah, I'm almost here. So, as always, you can contact us at...
Podcast@primitiveintelligence.com.
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 That's right.
And if you're out there, thank you for listening.
Yeah. Oh, one last funny thing I will note. While I was driving down the road, I forgot my SD card, so I went to buy one. Mm-hmm. And I was going down to Walgreens. Mm-hmm. And just as I'm getting to Walgreens, there's a guy in a truck in front of me. And there's a car coming the other way. Mm-hmm. And dude in the car coming the other way, he's got his window down. He's on a cell phone.
Oh, I hate that.
And he's talking. I hear the guy in front of me in the truck go, "Get off the fucking phone, asshole." Nice. And the guy goes, "Screw you too, dick." I'm like, "Yeah, what he said." And he's like, "Oh," he's like all pissed off, like everybody's telling him to get off the phone. So it's kind of...
I'm glad I'm not the only one who does that.
Justice.
Yeah, it's like, that's funny.
Get your dick out of your ear.
Yeah, what the fuck? It can wait. It really can't. Oh, Jesus, could you put the fucking
If phone you don't on. Have a Bluetooth, don't be on the phone. Yeah,
don't text. Don't do none of that.
I gave you a Bluetooth.
I don't know where it is.
Yeah, some kind of hands-free, something. Plug it into your stereo.
Or how about this? Take 5 seconds while you're in the car to enjoy the peace and quiet.
Yeah.
Where you don't have to deal with anybody else. Yeah.
Nothing but the sound, the peace and quiet of your engine.
People didn't realize how nice they had it back in, like, 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's all texting and surfing.
Honestly. I use my phone in the car usually for audio, for music, or something to listen to.
Yeah.
But I don't. I used to talk on the phone and by Bluetooth, but I cherish not talking to anyone while I'm in the car.
Yeah, my phone rings while I'm driving. I just ignore it. I ignore it usually half the time anyway, even if I'm not driving. But yeah, I'm the same way. I'll listen to for music or a podcast or something like that. And GPS when I'm working, other than that.
So I think our point is try and disconnect from technology at least a little bit, even for 5 minutes this week.
Give that a shot.
And you could go outside, which we usually tell you.
Always go outside. Get a little sun, a little fresh air.
Mm-hmm. Without being on the phone.
Yeah, don't use your phone for walking instructions or...
We were out in the backyard a minute ago, and... Actually, it was more like about 2 hours ago. And Stacy and I and the dog, and you could hear this woman almost clear as day talking. You could almost hear exactly what she's saying. And it was across the street, and she went outside to talk on the phone. And I'm like, yeah, well, we could hear you.
Yeah, because that's what everybody wants to hear. Yes.
While I'm sitting in my backyard trying to put bird seed out for the birds.
Yeah.
I want to hear you talking on your
phone. Like going up to Lake Scranton and walk around the lake, and it's beautiful, and there's birds, and there's, and you know, it's all, and then you hear somebody walking out.
Yeah. Oh, Donna. Well, what about this? Oh. Mm-hmm. That's all I hear.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's going to smack the phone out of their hand, kick it into the lake.
That would be awesome. Oops. I would love that.
You dropped it in the lake.
Yeah.
he laughs.
See, he likes it too. Right, buddy? Yeah. And on that note, while he's choking and dying on his own laughter, see everybody at week 11.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. And contact us at podcast@primitiveintelligence.com. And maybe there'll be a t-shirt. You never know.
Maybe. No, what he just said was contact us at Primitive Intelligence. Podcast at Primitive Intelligence.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Later.